If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
To every car owner who has ever heard the words,
"If you only had brought it to us sooner."
All of us at Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops present the Drive for 200,000.
With average new car payments close to $477 a month,
the average cost to keep your present car running great can be less than $47 a month.
We call the Drive our vehicle longevity program.
Longevity translated means years of excellent service.
How many of you know that Merlin warranties brakes, mufflers, and even tires for 200,000 miles?
If you're not used to service providers speaking of that many miles,
it might be time for a change.
At Merlin, we speak of 200,000 miles like it was our middle name.
Because it is.
We're Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Sports Talk Station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Kyle Schwarber on his way back to the Cubs. According to MLB.com's Jonathan Mayo, the slugging catcher set to replace Miguel Montero on the roster, who could be lost for as long as 6 weeks with a jammed left thumb. Cubs would carry three catchers on the roster with David Ross and Taylor Teagarden remaining on the club, and the catchers would be used by committee beginning tomorrow in Atlanta. And this just in from Gordon Whitmire of the Sun-Times. He reports that Schwarber will get some time in the outfield. Cubs open a three-game set with the Braves and Schwarber back in the fold. Kyle Hendricks will start tomorrow against Julio Teheran. ESPN's Tim Kirkjian reports Cubs would be willing to trade Starlin Castro in a deal to improve the team for the stretch run, but there's not much of a market for the shortstop. Meantime, the White Sox return to action tomorrow at the Cell. They'll welcome the division-leading Royals to town. A doubleheader begins with coverage on the Score at 12:35. Jeff Samardzija against Edinson Volquez at 1:10. The nightcap tomorrow, John Danks throwing against Chris Young. Sox number two prospect Frankie Montas expected to be called up to serve as the 26th man. Across the pond, the opening round of the British Open in the books, and Dustin Johnson a one-stroke lead after shooting a 7-under 65. Robert Streb, Retief Goosen, and Zach Johnson all at 6-under par. Jordan Spieth just one behind at 5-under. Tiger Woods way off the pace after an opening round 76. And in football, Patriot center Dan Connolly retiring at the age of 32, citing concussion concerns as the reason. Scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And visit your local Shelby's and Stella's Place to enter to win a spot in the Golden Ticket Finale, where you could win $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats to live out your sports dream. Brought to you by the Shelby's and Stella's Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score tomorrow at 12:35, White Sox and Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
Have you seen the pictures that are coming back from Pluto?
Yeah,
The new ones, now they're showing mountains.
You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
Were you in school when they found Pluto? I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm actually...
I don't remember what year it was.
So your father tells me you're taking up astronomy in college.
Oh, business.
Well, how come he keeps saying you're taking up space in school?
Because it was a planet, and then it wasn't,
then it wasn't
a planet, and because now it's not, and people were mad.
The 815 texter says, Pluto isn't a planet, St. Keith. Yes, it is, Keith. Bite the big one.
And that's right. What, is it Clayton Kershaw's uncle or something like that that discovered it?
His great uncle was credited with discovering the former planet of Pluto. He had good vision.
This is astonishing. Nobody on this planet knew what that thing looked like until now.
Correct. If Mars is one of the closest planets to the Earth, we want to go find the other one. We want to go find Pluto and all those guys.
That's amazing.
Probably too far away for a weekend, huh?
Hey, no, you, it takes an hour and a half to get there. The 847 says, is it far enough for Mike Murphy?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score.
At 305, Chicago Sports Radio 670, score. And yes, the official answer, that's far enough.
All right, Schwarber to the outfield for some outfielding. All right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably not center, though.
I'd pay to see it, though. The Thing is back. My guy, the Thing. Kyle Schwarber. Yeah, left field would be, right? You know, you put him there that way.
So I was going to say, he's going to take some old pros time away from him, but we'll see what happens.
No Coughlin, no DeNorfia. You're going to get your full dose of Schwarber, and the placeholders will have held their place for him. And left is fine, so if they hit it and it bounces off of him, he can pick it up when it stops rolling, and it's a double. That's why left is left, and in his case, left is just right.
Yeah, just learn to where to throw the ball when you get it, and you're okay. I mean, I think that most of them can adjust to catching a ball that's in the air and catching a fly ball and doing that stuff, but know what to do with the ball when you got it, and you're fine.
I thought we'd be hearing from this person later on in the show, perhaps after 5 o'clock, but it's Zed in Schaumburg on the score.
Hey, I want to talk. I'm glad you brought up the thing with Duke University earlier, because I want to talk about my experiences at UNC. So one thing that really stuck out to me, and one thing I sort of noticed, is that the South has actually kind of become a haven for Northerners who have like these retrograde and sort of repugnant views where they can be openly sexist, openly racist. And even at like the higher education level, if you have a research interest, whether you're a graduate student or even a tenured professor, thereby being a racial minority or even being a woman, you're going to be de-emphasized and pushed back within the department. The worst case scenario I've heard was a friend of mine who's an African-American woman, the first ever woman to get a PhD from her department at UNC, and this was 2010.
Okay.
And throughout the whole time, she received lots of, like, abject racism from grad students and professors alike. A lot of these guys were not from the South. A lot of them were Northerners.
They just felt more comfortable in that particular milieu because of their beliefs.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, poor rural Alabama or even like the ivory towers of Chapel Hill and Durham.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, believe me, I saw it. I heard it.
Absolutely right.
Thanks, Ed.
Absolutely right.
There is safe haven there. The good news is...
That's why I'm not eliminating the southern half of any state, although we've got plenty of them. I'm not going to do it because not everybody is that guy, but there's a lot of that guy. But there's still that guy here.
I did tweet out the Politico article that I mentioned before. If people want to read it in its entirety, they can go to @Dan_Bernstein and just look at statistically some of what they were saying about what you could lose from your country that would probably be really good things to lose if you just sort of lopped off most of the South. But
what was that? I should have written it down because I was doing some stuff last night. And I wasn't really paying full attention and the news was on. And talking about Pluto, and how many billions of miles is it away?
At the moment?
Yeah. You recall?
No, I will check.
Because it's something like you fly 31,000 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's quick, man. See, I can't do that, so I can't make this a weekend. I cannot make it a weekend.
That's like Aroldis Chapman's fastball.
Yeah. 31,000 miles an hour, and there's a stat about how long it would take, going that fast, how long it would take you to get to Pluto. It's really a long time. It's really a long
Terry
time.
Terry Bohr's science headline, really. Pluto far.
Really, really a long time. The joy of going 31,000 miles an hour is one thing, but really in the big picture of the universe, it gets you nothing for a long damn time.
At its closest point, known as perihelion, Pluto is only 4.4 billion kilometers out.
That's far enough, by the way. Again, let me repeat that. That's far enough.
And it reaches a distance at its most distant point of 7.3 billion kilometers. So light itself takes 4.6 hours to travel from Earth to Pluto. Light. Okay?
There were so many stats they're reading off about. It's just silliness.
Yeah. So that's how long light takes to get there.
That's far enough.
Longer, the time transition is done, the length of a typical Bohrs and Bernstein show, 4.6 hours, almost exactly from the time we return for the transition break until the time that we hit the 6 o'clock update. It would take that long for light to get from here to Pluto.